The Municipal Director of Transportation, Jody Kartz, described a major challenge to People Mover's ongoing campaign to lure more riders.
One of the number one complaints that we hear is that riding the bus takes too long. Oftentimes, a trip on the bus will be 2 to 2.5 times longer than the same trip in a car would be.
At next week's Anchorage Assembly meeting, Kartz's department will seek approval of an ordinance permitting a transit signal priority pilot program on 2 bus routes. At yesterday's City Hall press gathering, she explained how the project might reduce passenger travel time.
As a bus is approaching a traffic signal that has been equipped with the ability to detect a bus, it will either hold the green for a little bit longer or it will speed up the red a little bit, and it'll allow buses to get through an intersection quicker.
The detector influencing the signal light is not unlike those now responding to emergency vehicles. The difference, says Kartz, is that this system is less disruptive to the signal light pattern while still saving the buses an average 45 seconds per intersection. Another distinction is the units would not be installed on major intersections, at least for the pilot program.
If this was a really successful program, it didn't really impact traffic that much. We saw a huge increase in ridership. I would hope that the city would be willing to open up more lights.
The 2 routes for the pilot project are 7 and 9. 7 goes from downtown to the Diamond Center, with every other run including the airport. 9 primarily goes from downtown along Arctic Boulevard. Kartz says the project would involve about 20 intersections. The units cost between $800 to $1,000 and are covered by a federal grant. A University of Alaska Anchorage graduate student will analyze the project's effectiveness. Perhaps that study will support anecdotal accounts of how in other cities, some vehicle drivers take advantage of the signal priority system.
People queue up behind the bus because they realize the bus is going to get through quicker. So they've found that buses get let out of pullouts a lot quicker down there than we're seeing it up here.
Cities already using the system range in size from Los Angeles and Chicago to St. Cloud, Minnesota and Bremerton, Washington. Mayor Sullivan was asked about the proposed Anchorage bicycle plan, which is also scheduled for public hearing at next Tuesday's assembly meeting. Backers of the plan say it would create bike lanes, better path connections, more safely blend vehicle and bike traffic, and ultimately double the number of bike commuters. The mayor says, in general, he favors improving bike rider conditions.
We do want to become the kind of city that accommodates all modes of transportation more efficiently, and we're finding that more and more people are using their bikes all year round, but at the same time, we do have to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, 99.9% of the people on our roads are going to be driving cars, so how we combine those two elements is a key challenge.
He adds the Anchorage Bicycle Plan would be an important tool. Sullivan was then asked about committing municipal money to suggested improvements.
Keep in mind that modern road design standards actually incorporate bike capacity, so it may not be new money because we're doing this anyway. If you've noticed that any of the roads we've built in the last couple of years, there's a fairly significantly defined bike lane on a lot of those roads. Ultimately, if it's going to entail new costs, those are going to be challenging.
Again, the Anchorage Assembly will consider both the bike plan and the bus signal priority pilot project at its March 2nd meeting. Mayor Sullivan also noted the city's annual spring battle against potholes is beginning, with city crews eventually taking to the streets on a round-the-clock schedule. Anyone wishing to report a particularly nasty pothole can do so by calling 343-MEND or go to the municipal website homepage and the tab Pothole Reporting and Repair. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.